Welcome back to Inside Agriculture's market analysis segment now, where the second day of trade for 2026, a little different than the first. It was more mixed than upward. Brian Split, agmarket.net on AgriTalk on corn futures.
Been almost 50 days in this trading range, 50 sessions, yeah. And I think about 82-83% of that we've settled somewhere 440 to 450. So the market seems very happy in this trading range right now with what we know. But with what we know is going to change, I think, next week on Monday. And from a structural standpoint, I think there's two things. We still have that bigger picture head and shoulder bottom that we've been talking about. The neckline of that is just a hair over the 450 level. And so hope would be that we get some type of information on Monday from the USDA to get us to where we're a bit above that area and we can complete the objective. The risk to the producer, especially the producer that has bushels that they know they need to market off of the March contract, if there are basis contracts or just for cash flow reasons, we've got 2 months of lows that are scored here. November monthly low was 434 and a half, December monthly low 435 and a half, January low thus far is 36 and a quarter, which was made yesterday. So if we have information that pushes us below that shelf of support, that would be a very bad development for all of those bushels that need to be dealt with in the next couple months here. And I think with recency bias and what the USDA did last year on the January report, that is the hope. Hey, it was a dry August this year also. We had some disease pressure this year, but you just don't know with them.
Let's hear from Randy Martinson at the close.
You know, it wasn't terrible. I mean, you know, we kind of would have expected a turnaround Tuesday type session here today. There was little news other than the export sale of some soybeans to China. Other than that, it was pretty quiet, and I think that kind of just led the market, the path of least resistance is what it decided to go.
For 45 years, Richard Brock has been looking at the markets. He gives his big picture view.
From April of 2022 to August of last year, corn and soybeans were both in supply-driven bear markets. In August, we think that changed. We think we are now in demand-driven bull markets in both corn and soybeans. And demand-driven bull markets are much more difficult than supply-driven bear markets. I know a lot of farmers don't agree with this, but from April of 2022 to August of this past year, that market was fairly easy. And what's difficult for most producers is they have trouble selling corn and soybeans today when they sold it for more the previous year. They're always comparing it to where the market has been. And so now I'm afraid the biggest mistake is going to be made this year is comparing it to the lows and saying, gee, the market's a lot higher. I think I should be selling it. And we don't think that's what people should be doing in this kind of a market. So we've made this big transition. And then all of a sudden, we get this news over the weekend. And I think that's probably the first fundamental keg in the wheel. And that is going to help supply some more bullish news. And I think there's more coming. First of all, let's take a look at what went on in Venezuela, and I get three points I think are important. Number one is there were a lot of people yesterday were saying this was going to be very bullish for the energy markets, for oil. If you watched the stocks of energy companies, they went through the roof yesterday. They crashed today. I don't view this as being bullish energy prices at all. I think it's going to be bearish energy prices. Today, diesel fuel heating oil closed at the lowest price it's been since last June. And that's a bear market. And this is going to eventually increase oil supplies, and I think will be a benefit to expenses for input prices for producers. The other thing that comes out of this, though, and who knows politically how this is all going to turn out, and you know, I get tired of watching all the commentary on TV, you know, everybody accusing everybody of everything. But I think this sends a signal to other world leaders that Trump means business, like him or not. This is a big move. And this is a very important signal that he's put out there. And I think that's also part of the reason why we saw in the last couple of days, Chinese imports of soybeans and bookings jump considerably. We now have booked, I think, about 10 million metric tons of the 12 million that they committed to buy. And 2 weeks ago, everybody was wondering whether or not they were going to buy anything. So I think this sets a tone for what's going to be going on in the markets. It also creates a lot of volatility in the world. Some markets, a lot of producers may not watch. Gold and silver are going to close probably at all-time new highs today. The stock market's probably going to close at an all-time new high today. Copper is closing near as highs of at least the last 2 years today. And so you've got a lot of moving pieces in this market right now that's going to create significant volatility. But the bottom line is, for most of your listeners, I think this is bullish for almost all agricultural commodities. I'm not saying that corn and soybeans are going to rally sharply here in the next week. Today was a pretty negative close in both corn and soybeans. We could correct some. But nevertheless, we think we've got bottoms in all of the corn and in the bean markets.
Cautious optimism from Richard Brock on AgriTalk yesterday. All right, this is Inside Agriculture. Let's check the forecast for a mighty fine weather day.